this is another one of my top five videos for this week, the Valero Texas Open. And if you're a constant viewer of these, I appreciate the views and support. And of course, if you're not, make sure you like and subscribe to these channels so you can get notified when they come live. I do a top five series, quick little 3 to 5 minute videos where I give you top five bets, top five values, top five fades and sleepers for the week. And we're on a little good streak now, so let's try and keep it up. This week, of course, we have the Valero Texas Open. Last week, though, we did the Corrales Championship for this event, and I recommended five golfers. Brandon Wu, that was kind of, I had to, since my hot take was he'd win one of the 2 weeks. He didn't. He's not ready to win, clearly. Justin Suh, T26, no return there. But Sam Ryder, T2 last week coming in. That was a nice little 6-1 payout. Peter Uihlein also coming in a placement point, while Andy Ogletree also is not ready to compete on the PGA Tour. Okay, let's go ahead and jump right in. We're going to go 5-1 today, giving you my fifth best value, working to my best values in the betting board through. So, okay, let's start. Chesson Hadley. This guy's coming in at 200-1 to win, 20 on the top 5, 10-1 on the top 10, 5-1 on the top 20. Course history here. Man, missed the cut last year, but form wasn't as good as I think it is now. 20th. The year before that, though, that's kind of the number that I am looking at. Came in 13th last week down at Corrales, and we know this guy has got a ton of talent and can get hot with the putter. We saw him have a big-time finish at a major a couple of years ago, but has kind of been playing in a bad spurt. I think the 13th place last week, though, should help him. Now coming to a course where he has at least another top 20 and a couple of other good starts. Not just that one, but, of course, as there is with anything, there is a little bit of variability, if you will, in a player like Hadley. So that's why, even though the top 20, he's got a miscut and a couple of other topsy-turvy starts. Still 200-1 to win, coming into good form. I think Hadley is a decent bomb this week. The next bomb I'd like to talk about is Bern Wiesberger. This guy is 125-1 to win and certainly has a lot of talent. We saw him play okay in the match play last week. Certainly not bad. Did not get out of the round, but still doesn't get that many PGA Tour starts. He's been over here for a little bit. We'll play in the Masters next week, so likely wants to get a good start under his belt here. I like him through the board. Again, 125-1 to win, 12-1 on the top 5, 6-1 on the top 10, and 3-1 on the top 20. Again, he has not played here yet. Okay, the third guy, best value on the board. Third best value on the betting board. Again, this is a tough one to see Corey Connors at 25-1 to win, but he's playing really well. Even in match play, yeah, he was a little off. He lost all three of his matches. But if you look, he played against three guys that were playing pretty well at the time. Now, it's maybe not the best form that we want him in, but this course is made for him. He hits a ton of fairways and a ton of greens and around this course. That is certainly going to help you. First and 26th in his last two. So 25-1 is a tough one to stomach. 4-1 on the top 5, 2-1 on the top 10, and just about 1.2 on the top 20. I like those. I think he's a good place to start, especially with DJ and Spieth being the numbers 1 and 2 on the board. I don't know that I want them to spoil their win there this week. And I think a better player does end up coming out and winning this week. So that's going to fall to somebody like Corey Connors. Or maybe it'll fall to this next guy that has his only win on Texas soil. That's Aaron Wise. Now, granted, it was a much different golf course down at Trinity Forest, but at 80-1, Wise's form has gotten a lot better. 13th and 10th in his last two starts. Has a miscut here 2 years ago and did not, 3 years ago and did not play last year, or 2 years ago in 2019. Keep forgetting, 2019 and 18 are our last 2 years. This event was canceled last year. But still, 80-1 for Wise, who seems to be in good form, has already won in Texas, like I said. Seems like pretty good value, given the fact that it's just really DJ and Spieth up at top that I'm really worried about. So again, 8-1 for Wise on the top 5, 4-1 on the top 10, 2-1 on the top 20. And my best value on the board is a guy that, I hope I get right when we get him right. He is going to win, and it will be soon on the PGA Tour, and that's Abraham Answer. Local guy, I should say, as well. Gearing up for the Masters, coming in at 25-1 as well. Should have gotten out of the group stage. And had he gotten out of the group stage and won his Sweet 16 match, maybe he comes in like right where Tony Finau and Matsuyama are, somewhere in the 20-1 range. But he opens at 25-1. I think there's pretty decent value there. I know that maybe his starts here haven't been as good as we'd want to, betting somebody at 25-1. But 3 made cuts and certainly playing some good golf this year. I don't think that's a bad start. So, okay, let's go ahead and quickly review. Justin Hadley is going to be the bomb at 200-1. Bernd Wiesberger is our next longer-range play at 125. Then we got two value plays with Answer and Connors, and then one mid-range bomb, or not just a mid-range play with Aaron Wise. So that'll do it for my top five bets for the Valero Texas Open. Of course, we've still got values, fades, and sleepers to go. Depending on when you're watching this, you may catch values right after this, or if you're watching this sometime on Wednesday, you could probably catch all five live now. So thanks for joining again. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when those do come live. Make sure you also comment. Tell me which bets you love, you hate, or ones that you'd add to your card. So until next time, everybody, thanks for joining, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.